What does the future hold? Examining biblical doctrines, history, and current events. It's Prophecy Time. Author and pastor Alan Davis will help you have a better understanding of biblical prophecy. Using the whole counsel of the Word of God, Pastor Davis unapologetically promotes and defends the literal, personal return of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. And now with today's Prophecy Time message, here's Alan Davis.
Yes! My name is Alan Davis, and I'm thrilled to death that you are with us today. I am a minister and preacher of the simple gospel, which is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. As this great God and Savior can deliver you from the wrath to come. Revelation 6:16 talks about the wrath of the Lamb, and Revelation 6:17 to the great day of His wrath. Babylon is very closely connected to the mark of the beast in Revelation 14 verses 8 through 12, which say this: "And there followed another angel saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation. And he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast or his mark, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Here in verse 10, it talks about without mixture, or we are heading toward hardcore wrath. Talking about the beast out of the earth or the false prophet in Revelation 13, the Bible says this in verses 16 through 18, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Herein is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666, or 666. So here we see the number of a man, or the number of man, or man thinks that he is God, as we head toward this future context. But notice the words of Jesus Christ in Luke chapter 21, verses 35 and 36. "For as a snare shall it come upon all them that dwell on the face of the earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Are you worthy to escape the coming day of God's wrath.
Sharing the love of Christ, it's Prophecy Time.
Thank you for tuning in today. Alan and I would like to send you a book entitled The Bible Promise Book, which has 1,000 Bible promises that will be an encouragement to you. Please go to our website, which is bronxbbc.org, and scroll down to PayPal. Don't forget to leave your address. You are special to us.
You're starting your new year off right with It's Prophecy Time.
The It's Prophecy Time message today is entitled The King of the Bottomless Pit, Part 3. Satan is the leader of the demons or fallen angels of hell. As it speaks about in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, at the expulsion of Satan out of heaven at the midpoint of the tribulation period, which is at least 1,260 days away, the Bible, the Word of the Living God, says this, "And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth and his angels." Here it's talking about these demons, these fallen angels with Satan. Satan and his angels were cast out with him, meaning that Satan is the leader or head of these demons. When all nations are gathered together before Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 25, the sheep on his right hand, the goats on his left, Jesus, the great king, says this to them, the goats that is, in verse 21, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels." So, Revelation 12:9 talks about Satan and his angels, and Jesus Christ himself spoke about the devil and his angels in Matthew 25, verse 41. In Revelation chapter 9, we see the bottomless pit and the king of the bottomless pit. We're going to be picking up here in Revelation 9, verses 1 and 2. "And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven unto the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit." And we're going to be picking up here in verse 11. "And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon, but in the Greek tongue hath his name Apollyon." And Abaddon means the one who rules in hell, and Apollyon means destroyer. So Satan is the king of the bottomless pit. Over the last couple of days, we've been looking at this king of the bottomless pit, and Satan is the king of this bottomless pit. Today we're going to be asking the question, what are some key spots where it speaks about Satan coming up out of the bottomless pit? And yesterday we looked at number one, the death of the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11. We had seven key facts about that. We're going to be looking at a couple of these facts again today here. Fact number four, that the beast or the Antichrist and Satan are very closely connected in Revelation chapter 11, verse 7, verses 7 and 8, but we want to start here in verse 7. "And when they have finished their testimony," talking about these two witnesses here in Jerusalem, the city where our Lord also was crucified, "the beast that ascendeth out out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And a couple of parallel passages that we want to look at is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And then shall that wicked, talking about the Antichrist, being spoken about, one of the names of the Antichrist here, that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. So here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, we see that that wicked one, this politician who is a wicked individual, is very closely connected to Satan. And if we turn over to Revelation chapter 13, the beast out of the sea, verse 4 says this, they worship the dragon, that's the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which gave power unto the beast. So we have a couple of parallel passages in the Bible talking about the beast or the Antichrist being very closely connected to Satan. And near the end of their testimony, the two witnesses are overcome by the power of the devil. As we saw there a moment ago, that the beast ascending out of the bottomless pit will kill them. And that is very closely connected to the coming of Jesus Christ in Revelation chapter 11, verses 14 and 15. The second woe is past, and behold, the third woe cometh quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. So, Revelation chapter 11 speaks about the death of the two witnesses. Their witness, their testimony, their ministry lasts for 1,260 days immediately prior to the coming of Jesus Christ here in Revelation chapter 11. And the other place in the book of Revelation and in the Bible that we see the beast ascending out of the bottomless pit is in Revelation chapter 17. And we're going to be looking at nine facts today about Revelation 17 and 18 because these two chapters are very closely connected. These nine facts, fact number one, is that the beast carries this Babylonian woman in Revelation 17 verse 3. And so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman, this is the Babylonian woman here, sit upon a scarlet covered beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Fact number two, Babylon is even today in the minds of many people a mystery. Revelation 17:5, and upon her forehead was a name written, mystery, Babylon the Great. Here's the adjective great. We see this great Babylon in the last vile judgment. The wrath of God falls upon this great Babylon in Revelation chapter 16, the seventh vile judgment, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman, Revelation 17, verse 6, drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. Fact number three, the beast deceives the unsaved. Revelation chapter 17, verse 9. Babylon is a very key doctrine in the Bible. As we see here in Revelation chapter 17, verse 8, the beast deceives all these unsaved people of the earth in this future context. And the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. Both the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan all end up in hell. And they that dwell upon the earth shall wonder. Evidently, the working of Satan is effective in the lives of unsaved people whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. And the mystery, this mysterious working of sin back in the days of Paul, spoken about in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, eventually produces this wicked politician who ascends out of the bottomless pit. And notice here in verse 9, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Individuals who lack the spirit of truth, they are very easily deceived because they have the spirit of error. And it's a deceptive work accepting sin as good and good as evil. Individuals who call good evil and evil good, who put light for darkness and darkness for light, that put sweet for bitter and bitter for sweet, they did not, here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 10, receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. They did not receive it. And then the seven mountains or world empires that precede the coming of Jesus Christ, we have the beast as the eighth. He is of the seven. The five mountains falling in the days of John were Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Media, Persia, and Greece. This other one, you have the 10 EU nations, and this other one, Daniel 7, 8, 7, 20 and 724, I'll talk about this other one. This other one is the one that has the mouth speaking great things. This other one is where the action is. And we see this in Revelation chapter 17 as Babylon and this beast, this Antichrist, is indeed where the action is. The beast is the eighth, or the eighth king, representing the eighth mountain. And in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 25, it speaks about Babylon as being a mountain, being a burnt mountain. The Babylon in Revelation chapters 16, 17, 18, and 19 is burned with fire. And the Babylon of Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 25 is utterly burnt with fire. And this is a Babylon that is on top of these mountains, meaning that it is greater than all these previous world empires. So we're heading toward the greatest Gentile world empire that has ever existed, in existence under the leadership of the devil, the beast, the false prophet, and these 10 EU nations all in there, and Babylon, all closely connected, working together until the coming of Jesus Christ. And number five, we have the 10 toes of Daniel chapter 2 and the 10 horns of Daniel chapter 7, spoken about as 10 kings. Daniel chapter 2 verse 44 says, "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. And the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever." Meaning that there's not going to be any nation on planet Earth that is becoming stronger and stronger, and eventually they're going to be overthrowing the kingdom of Jesus Christ. That's not going to happen. And then we have number six, fact number six, the 10 horns or kings or nations of the EU turn on Babylon. In Revelation chapter 17, verse 16, "The 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, they shall hate the horse." So they turn on Babylon and burn her with fire, or they join in with all these other nations with their mighty expert arrows and scorch her off the planet. Number seven, the U.S. and the EU are antichrists near the end. Here in Revelation 17, 14, it says, "These," talking about the beast and these 10, "shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them. For he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And the Babylonians' makeup, notice this is very interesting, is made up of all these different groups of people throughout the world, Revelation 17:15. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. In other words, this Babylon, located in the Western Hemisphere, is made up of all these nations all around the world. Yes, it is true that she's out of the old Roman Empire, but still is made up of all these different nations. And notice what it says in Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 44, and the nations and her destruction shall not flow together any more unto him. Yea, the wall of Babylon, or its defense, shall fall. And then number 9, the city of Babylon, the historical city of Babylon, was indeed great and mighty, but it fell on October the 13th, 539 BC. And we have over in the Western Hemisphere this land, this nation, this kingdom that is great and mighty. I have heard all my life that the United States is a superpower. A superpower! Why do people say that? Evidently because it's true, because it is indeed great and mighty. Revelation 17:18, the woman which thou sawest is that great city. He's talking about that great city. Here's talking about that great Babylonian city that fell. Revelation 18:10, standing afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city. So here we see Babylon spoken about in Revelation 18:10 as great and mighty. For in 1 hour is thy judgment come. So today we have seen that the one who ascends out of the bottomless pit in Revelation 11 is the individual who overcomes the two witnesses, kills them, and allows their bodies to be lying out there for the birds and the beasts to eat for a period of 3.5 days. And here we see in Revelation 17 that Satan is very closely connected to Babylon and its last leader. And it's working effectively in the lives of all these unsaved people, all these people who are lost and unsaved, who have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved, are open to the deception of the devil. Have you been open to the deceptions of the devil and these demons of hell up to this point in your life? You certainly do not want to be caught in this evil time that's coming, but you can be delivered by the grace of God and the salvation found in Jesus Christ. That he died for sin, was buried, rose again from the dead. Pray something like this. Just say something like this. If the Lord is drawing you at this moment, dear God, I am sorry for my sin. I believe that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, rose again from the dead. I accept you now as my personal Savior. Amen.
Reaching out to families throughout this area, it's Prophecy Time.
If you just prayed this prayer to receive Christ as Savior, we would like to send you a booklet for new converts that will help you grow in your newfound faith in Jesus Christ. Please call 646-314-3625 so we can get this booklet in the mail to you as soon as possible.
A breath of fresh air. It's Prophecy Time.
Because we're listener-supported, we couldn't stay on the air without your financial help. Keep us strong. Become a financial partner with It's Prophecy Time. You're listening to It's Prophecy Time.
Thank you for listening to It's Prophecy Time with Pastor Alan Davis. Generous listeners like you make the airing of this program possible. contributions are greatly appreciated. Write to It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Here's the address again. It's Prophecy Time, care of Bronx Building Baptist Church, P.O. Box 1370, Bronx, New York, 10475. Join us again for the next scheduled program of It's Prophecy Time.